Mail Order Mystery, Brides of Seattle, Volume 1. Written by Cynthia Wolfe. Narrated by Leah Frederick. Chapter 1. Seattle, Washington Territory, August 1, 1864. Jason Talbot used his 6-foot-6-inch height to look over the heads of the men gathered in the main room of Dolly's Saloon. They were either employed by Pope Mill Company or Talbot Logging, the company Jason and his four brothers founded and had been running for the last 10 years. These were good men, for the most part, some God-fearing, some not. Some drinkers, some not. Most of the lumberjacks had been with Talbot Logging for all of its 10 years in business, but now his men wanted wives. They wanted families, and if he couldn't provide the women for them to marry, the men would go elsewhere to work. His wasn't the only logging company in Washington Territory. In all his 36 years, he'd never needed for a plan to come together more than this one. He had to succeed where Asa Mercer had failed. Asa, after promising to return with hundreds of women to Seattle, had come back in mid-May with only 10 women. Jason planned on 100, and his sister would be the catalyst to help him. Suzanne would be able to spread the word as well as place advertisements for the women to come to Seattle. And the icing on the cake was that he, Adam, and Drew were going back to bring the women to Seattle themselves. Jason and his brothers were blessed with pleasing faces, and they had been logging for many years. So their bodies showed their strength. When the women saw them, hopefully their tall, dark-haired good looks would sell the opportunity to the ladies and entice them to join the venture. He pounded the gavel on the teak bar in front of him. Dolly Hatfield, the owner, had the beautiful bar shipped in special when she came to town and built the saloon 6 years ago. "Quiet! Quiet!" Jason yelled over the raised voices of the men in the room. The two-story building housed the tavern on the main floor and the living quarters for Dolly on the upper level. Dolly wasn't a beautiful woman in the conventional sense. She was blonde and plump, with a mole on her left cheek. She had a heart of gold and wouldn't be taken advantage of, but she willingly served as a shoulder for the men to cry on. Today, Dolly sat on the walkway, upstairs in front of her living quarters, observing the proceedings, though not taking part.
"We need women, Jason. We want wives," said Lester Holden, one of Jason's lumberjacks. "All of us."
Jason, as the owner of the lumber company, looked around at the men who filled the room to overflowing. Every chair was taken, and dozens of men stood along the walls, all of them nodding.
"How do you propose that we get women to come here?" asks Alfred Pope, the lumber mill owner.
Pope, who was a good 6 inches shorter than Jason, was always dressed in a suit like a dandy. Coat, white shirt, silver paisley vest, string tie, and pants. His hair was always parted in the middle and slicked down. Jason had never seen him look any different. He never wore the plaid flannel shirts and wool pants like most of the rest of the men in Seattle, and he certainly never wore buckskins, as Jason did either.
I've been thinking about that, said Jason. I propose that we import them from Massachusetts. The war has taken most of the men from there, according to my sister Suzanne, who lives in New Bedford. I'll write today and ask if she can get together women who are looking for husbands and are willing to make the journey. Next week, Clancy will be heading back to New York on his regular run on the Bonnie Blue. I want him to pick up the women in addition to our regular supplies.
Asa Mercer tried that already. What makes you think you can do better?
Shouted Mark Delaney from the back of the room.
How many women are you proposing come back here?
Asked Craig Rowan, a mill worker. Craig was a hefty, barrel-chested man with blonde hair and a beard that hid a double chin.
100, replied Jason. And I'll do it, even though Asa didn't, because I'm me, and I have my sister already back there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?